Welcome to Westbury High School in Westbury, New York. I'm Chris Mann alongside Adam Jack and bringing you coverage between this varsity basketball matchup between the Westbury Green Dragons and the Port Washington Vikings.
The Port Washington Vikings come into this game with a 7-4 record, and they come off a recent win against Plainview Old Bethpage. They took that win 65-48. You can check out the entire broadcast of that win on portradio.org. In that game against the Hawks, Mark Daly led the charge for the Vikings with, I believe, 15 points and one three-pointer. Ben Spear came up with 14, and John Blaney and Lewis Blakeman tied for third with both 13. Lewis Blakeman, though, came out of the gates firing, and he really had a career day there.
He really did. I mean, you can see from the get-go, he was on fire, and he's looking to do that again today. Blakeman listed about 6'4", and also Ben Spear, another tall player, are going to be in a paint matchup this afternoon against Tyree Frazier, the tallest player listed at 6'4" for the Westbury Green Dragons. So it's going to be definitely an interesting battle in that painted area to see who can come away with the points in that one. And we talked a little bit about Port Washington's victory over Plainview JFK. It was about a 20-point win. Westbury just played them, as a matter of fact, on the 9th. Today is the 12th, so 3 days ago, it was only a 4-point win for Westbury, and they're looking to continue their winning streak. This is their one game, they have a one game winning streak going into this game. Their previous two matches, they lost to Hicksville and to Long Beach, so Westbury trying to get back on track.
Yeah, Westbury, you know, as we saw, Port Washington easily beat Long Beach a couple of weeks ago, and that team gave Westbury trouble. So did Hicksville, they gave Port trouble as well. So looking to get back on the right track here against Port at home. Just taking you through that last matchup against Plainview, some key players to watch from Westbury. Jordan Redd, obviously, he scored 24 points. He had 2 3-pointers. And also Eric Sainburn in the paint, he had 12 points. So I think going into the keys for the game for these Port Washington Vikings, one, make your free throws. It's going to be a physical matchup down in the paint, obviously, with a lot of premier players. As you said, Lewis Blakeman and Ben Spear, I want them to pick up those fouls and make those free throws if they don't end up getting the shots in on their own. The second key to the game, I believe, shut down Jordan Redd. Jordan Redd's the premier scorer for these Westbury Green Dragons. He's the guy that will beat you. This team lives and dies by Jordan Redd. So if you shut him down, you can shut down the Westbury Green Dragons. And number three, you've got to secure the paint. A lot of the points for the Westbury Green Dragons comes in the paint, so you got to secure it with good lockdown defense and make sure that they don't get passes into the paint, so that it also requires good perimeter defense by the likes of John Bellini and Mark Daly.
Well, going into this outing between Westbury and Port Washington, the Port Washington Vikings will be wearing their blue road uniforms with white lettering and white numbering. And Westbury, we believe, will be wearing white.
All right.
We'll come back with the starting lineups in a minute. Thanks for tuning in so far, and we'll get ready for a great game. So the starting lineups right now for the Westbury Green Dragons and the Port Washington Vikings. Well, for the home team, it's going to be Jordan Redd, Kevin Bertrand, Stanley Maglone, Herrick Sainbert, and Tyree Frazier, and Adam with the Port Washington Vikings.
Port Washington Vikings, it's going to be Joe Malconian, it's going to be Mark Daly, it's going to be John Bellini, Lewis Blakeman, and Ben Spear.
Once again, here we are inside the Martin S. Reed Memorial Gymnasium in Westbury, New York, for an entertaining matchup between the 7-4 Port Washington Vikings and the 3-7 Westbury Green Dragons. So now, Westbury coming onto the court is wearing white, trimmed in green with white lettering. And the tip-off will be between Lewis Blakeman and Tyree Frazier.
All right, and we should have a great matchup for you today, a Conference AA matchup. As Chris said, Lewis Blakeman gets ready to take the tip to court.
And the tip is won by Westbury, and here they go into offense. Jordan Redd inside. It's Herrick Sainbert, puts it up and it falls from the right block. 2-0 Westbury.
Just as I said, Herrick Sainbert is going to be a problem for Port in the paint, and he just was right there with those two buckets.
And now Bellini comes up in the Vikings. Daly in the corner looks to come inside. Nice pass, Spear. Spear, right baseline, three. No good off on that one. The rebound is collected by Westbury, who throws the ball up the court very quickly. It's Red coming inside. Multiple bounces and rebounded by Malcolm. He'll take it out of the scrum.
Lucky Jordan Red didn't score right there. Great move for him to get inside.
And a beautiful pass, but it's blocked. Lewis Blakeman tried to get the shot off there, and I believe it was Sainberg getting a finger on it. The court regains possession. Daly on the left baseline. Looks to go to the wing, touch inside. Nice pass. Blakeman again looks outside, finds an open Bellini from the charity stripe. No good. Rebound by Melkonian. He'll keep it alive. Melkonian looks for an open Daly. A left baseline three. No good on there. Blakeman fighting for a rebound, but it's Westbury with possession.
Port's got to hit those shots and just not hit him right now. John Bellini missed from the free throw line. Unlike him to do that.
And now Stanley Maglione. No good on that one. If Blakeman loses it, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Westbury ball. And Stanley Maglione, he was open on that one. Nice move. And the right hand, just a little too much on that.
Yeah, just a bit too far from the basket, in my opinion. And it went off the window a little bit too hard.
And now Red inside. It's Frazier. No good. It rolls in and out. Rebound by Blakeman.
Frazier, the big 6'4 man down in the paint. Definitely got the size on a lot of these Port Washington guys.
Bellini looks for Spear on the left wing. Spear back at top. It's Melkonian and Daly. Daly inside. Spear looks around, finds an open Bellini. Bellini elects not to take the shot. Blakeman almost loses it again, but a poor pass inside is stolen. Intended player or receiver, I guess you could say, was Bellini. No good from Red on that one. Nothing doing there. Bellini throws it off Red, and it's going to be Port ball.
Great decision by Bellini. Really had no chance to get out of that double team. Threw it off Red, and they'll get the ball back with 6:13 remaining in the first quarter. Westbury Green Dragons lead 2-0.
Well, Daly is the point guard right now for Port Washington. It's Melkonian. Melkonian looks around, looks to head back, Spear and Bellini. Bellini and Blakeman on the baseline. Blakeman looks around, gets it to Melkonian. And they settle down here and look for a play to develop. There's really no option so far.
2-3 zone is locking them down right at this point as Daly loses it.
Another turnover, and it's Port regains possession. Lewis Blakeman comes in, nice move, puts it up, and not even close on that.
Well, good rebound by the Vikings to retain possession here, but Lewis Blakeman, not a good finish right there.
Blakeman puts it up, he gets fouled on that one, and missed the layup afterwards anyway. I mean, Port Washington right now, they cannot get a shot.
They cannot buy a shot right now, as Coach Dewey will talk to four members out of the five of this team right now. And as Blakeman takes the two shots from the charity stripe, trying to get Port on the board here, over 2 minutes into this.
Well, first one's good. There's the first points of the game for Port Washington.
Blakeman speaking to him yesterday. He wanted to get better on the charity stripe. He was about 40% for the season. Wants to improve that percentage, and he'll try again right here to tie it.
And the second one's good, but I believe they're going to call no shot. His foot crossed the line, foul shot violation.
Unfortunate for Blakeman there, but his form is definitely looking better.
Well, up comes Westbury in a 2-1 game. You would not expect this 5 minutes into the 3 minutes into the quarter.
Yeah, almost 3 minutes into this quarter, and it's really been stagnant offense right now. The defense has been locked down, both playing very excellent 2-3 zones as Westbury turns it over on an out-of-bounds pass.
Well, Dale is going to look to inbound for Port Washington, and he'll hit it to Melkonian. Melkonian, a stretch pass to Bellini with some tight defense from Kevin Bertrand. Melkonian looks around Bellini. And this 2-3 zone has really shut down the Vikings so far.
Yeah, and as Mark Daly gets inside, just having no room, suffocating defense.
Daly thinks about a shot, looks to drive on the baseline, looks around, back outside, Melkonian, a baseline three, no good off the front end of the rim, rebound by Westbury.
Yeah, great rebound by Westbury, great position. Melkonian was wide open on the three, just couldn't get it to fall.
And Coach Dooley's leaves looking to check Matt Schmitz into the game as a nice effort from Sainberg to keep the ball in. But it's going to be out of bounds off Westbury, and Schmitz will come in, I believe, for Lewis Blakeman.
Lewis Blakeman has been playing pretty well on defense thus far, just hasn't got his shot to go. Let's see if Matt Schmitz can facilitate more better quality shots inside.
Now Bellini, guarded by Bertrand, looks around, finds Melkonian to Daly. Daly moves out to Spear and Bellini. Bellini looks around, finds Melkonian with the pump fake, looks, stops, and 14-on-14, good defense from Bertrand. poached away. Melkonian regains possession.
Getting suffocated. They're having to make a lot of cross-court passes are the Vikings right now, and there's a potential for a steal.
Melkonian, the shot clock expiring, finds Bellini, and Daly, a three-pointer. It's good, Mark Daly. Nice shot as the shot clock expires, and it's a 4-2 lead for the Vikings.
Maybe that'll get Port going right now. A little momentum on their side. A wise man once said, basketball is a game of momentum, but as Westbury quiets that momentum with a nice two-point bucket there.
And so a tie 4-4, and the Matt Schmitz inside pass to Spear, and it's turned over again. Very sloppy, choppy game so far as Red pushes it up. It's good off the right glass, or from the right block with his right hand.
Jordan Red takes the lead for the Westbury Green Dragons 6-4 with 3:26 remaining in the first quarter.
And it looks like it's going to be a travel call against Port Washington.
We haven't really seen them play this sloppy in a while since that Hicksville game. This is just a lot of nitty-gritty turnovers and not boding well for the Vikes right now.
And Jameer Washington just checked into the game in replace of Kevin Bertrand. So a change for the Westbury Dragons. And now it's Washington with the ball. Looks inside. They're going to call a foul on Ben Spear.
Ben Spear maybe a little over the shoulder, kind of grabbed his arm. And Westbury will be taking it out. 3:11 left in the first quarter. Port just one foul so far, and Westbury one foul as well. So even though this is a very physical game, they've kept the fouls at the minimum here.
Inside, it's Frazier. Frazier, no good. Rebound by Westbury, and it trickles around the rim and falls. Nice play from Stanley Maglino and getting in on that one.
Well, Frazier right now is the tallest man on the court, and he really needs to facilitate those rebounds, and he did right there.
Nice pass from Melkonian to Bellini. Inside, it's Spear immediately with a lot of pressure, but it's Bellini with a nice little shot from the left block, or a little past it.
Great give and go to Ben Spear, back to John Bellini inside the paint, and a little floater. Just a nice touch by Bellini there.
And Schmitz was open on the right baseline, but Bellini didn't need to find him with 2 points there. 8-6 Westbury. A foul called against Bellini.
Didn't really see the foul called there. I believe it was against Melkonian in the foul.
And that's
2:25
right.
Here left in the first. Interesting call there. As Westbury will take it out from their right block.
Here comes Sainbert, no good there. And here comes Matt Schmitz with a cross-court pass to Melkonian, who has speed. Melkonian puts on the brakes, looks around, finds Spear. It's in. Nice shot from Spear, and an even better pass from Melkonian to find the open man.
Spear on the low floater, and I guess that's what Port really has to do now. They're adjusting. They know they're not going to get maybe those physical layups inside, so they're just letting those light floaters go, and it's working out for them thus far.
A shot from Frazier, no good, and Port with the defensive rebound. Spear, Melkonian, and Bellini. Bellini tried to get hit Melkonian's stride, unsuccessful there. And it's Red coming up with the right hand again. It's in.
So Mark Daly bringing across the timeline here. 1:33 left in the first.
Melkonian on the right baseline, gets past Sainbert, hands it off to Bellini, short on the floater, Spear with the offensive rebound, looks around, blocked hard by Frazier, and Westbury takes possession. Nice move from Red, it's good. What a beautiful move from Red inside.
Jordan Red around the head of Mark Daly, and a nice little shimmy move bucket there.
Like Dr. Seuss there. Spear with the easy one from the low block. Cuts it to a two-point game with 1 minute remaining in the first quarter.
Port definitely out-rebounding the Green Dragons right now, but the Green Dragons able to get more steals than Port, and that's what's made the difference thus far.
Sainbert, a three. It's good. Eric Sainbert, my goodness, wide open. Laps of coverage there from Port Washington.
I would have left him wide open, too. He's usually a guy who gets down and dirty in the paint, but an easy swish three right there.
Daly, inside pass. It's good. And I wasn't sure what that was. That an alley-oop jump shot? Or
that was an alley-oop jump shot there. You're exactly right, Chris, in that terminology.
So it's a three-point lead for Westbury with 25 seconds remaining. The shot clock is off, I believe.
Shot clock is off, so point guard's going to hold it here as John Bellini narrows in on his defense.
So it's 15 seconds. It's going to be the Green Dragons looking to take the final shot of the quarter. A drop pass inside. it's Sambert, and they're going to call foul. Coach Dooley in disbelief, and I believe it's on Spear.
It's going to be on Ben Spear there on Henrik Sambert. 6.5 seconds to go. Westbury's going to have to get off a quick shot. Port can just hope to defend this and go into the quarter break as Lewis Blakeman comes back in, maybe to provide some extra defensive help as Spear goes out because he has the foul there.
So inbounding it for Westbury. Drop pass to Sainbert. Sainbert in trouble. They're going to call a double dribble on him.
And the move to bring in Lewis Blakeman worked out helpfully there as Port will regain possession 4.5 seconds. But they turn over
there. And here comes Westbury. It's good as time expires. And it was either going to head it to Bellini or Daly. One of them fell. And it was an easy turnover, and Port's really been shooting themselves in the foot so far.
Yeah, definitely. With all the turnovers, I believe there have been 5 or 6 turnovers in just the 8 minutes. So when you have about, 0.75 turnovers a minute, you're not likely to win that game. Port's got to really turn it around. They're lucky to be just down 5 right now because they've played excellent defense for the most part, and they have got the rebounds when they needed to on offense and on defense. So common possession's not an issue, and their defense is not an issue, but the offensive turnovers can't continue like this.
And I really credit Westbury right now. They're playing an excellent defense. I mean, they've really been shutting Port Washington down. They've been resorting to little floaters from a few feet away, and it's not the shot the Port wants to get.
That's been the only shot they've had, and they've used it well in some scenarios. They've gotten down to the paint over the past few minutes, but really what they need to do, facilitate the ball around the arc, get Westbury moving out of that zone, get their feet moving, get them a little disoriented, then try to pass it in the paint and go for those 2-point layups.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you just pass the ball around the exterior, they're not gonna need to move that much. But if you get inside, back outside, move around with the ball, then the zone will eventually collapse a bit, and it will open up, and you'll see an open man inside.
Exactly. That's what definitely the key to this quarter as Port starts with the ball. Joe Malconian bringing it up for the Vikings.
And he's guarded by Jameer Washington. Jameer switches, and it's Jordan Redd on the coverage. Daly, the left wing, looks around, baseline Blakeman. Blakeman guarded by Matt Warren, finds Malconian, back to top, and Port's going to reset.
Reset now, 15 seconds on the shot clock, still a lot of time.
Malconian looks around, he had an open Bellini, who now he finds a bit late, but that would have been an open three-pointer for him. Malconian puts on the brakes, stops. Great defense from Stanley Magloin. Another floater shot, no good.
Those floater shots that's not falling right now for Port. They use way too much of the shot clock there, but blocked by Matt Schmitz.
And Schmitz with a nice block, but it is an offensive rebound from Westbury. And 2 points there, sends a 7-point lead.
Sainbert with the 2 points and 7 minutes left.
Another turnover. Red goes to the ground. Spear regains possession, I believe, but it's stolen away by Frazier.
So another steal for the Westbury Green Dragons.
That was two in like that span of 2 seconds.
Just not voting well for the Vikings right now. 19-12. Their deficit, hopefully not to increase as Daly brings it up back to timeout after a missed shot by the Green Dragons.
Daly, a high pass, Bellini regains. Blakeman almost loses again, but luckily Schmitz is there, who misses a wing three to keep it out of bounds. But Schmitz keeps it in. Nice play there, finds Daly. Daly, a left wing three, no good. Blakeman fighting for it, rebound by Sainbert instead for Westbury, and they'll hurry the pace here. Three men back for the Vikings, but Red comes inside. They're going to call a charge, I believe, or...
They're going to call a charge on that, so it'll be poor possession, but Matt Schmitz, an excellent play to get that steal on the inbound pass, as now Christian Schwerzman will come in for Joe Malconian. So great steal on the inbound pass, and got it to Lewis Blakeman. I thought Lewis Blakeman was going to drive up, be aggressive in the lane, but he just passed it out to Mark Daly, and Mark Daly could not make the three. He's usually automatic on those, though, so... hopefully turning it around here in the final 6 minutes of this period.
We were a bit confused on that charging call. Usually the refs have to do it with a lot of emphasis, as Daly with a free shot there, it falls. But you normally see a lot more emphasis on that call It's just a little finger point, so wasn't really sure there.
Definitely out of the ordinary there, but the refs calling a good game so far.
I think that's very very accurate statement. We've seen games where the refs have been atrocious. As another 2 points there for Westbury, as it extends to a 7-point lead for the Green Dragons. But I think the refs have done a great job fishing this game so far.
So Mark Daly gets it to Schmitz in the corner.
And completely airballs that one. Rebound by Steinbert. And here comes Washington.
21-14 for the Green Dragons. 5:20 remaining here in the half.
Washington, guarded by Schwarzman, finds an inside player, and it's going to be called, I think, a block on that one.
It's going to be a call, a block by Mark Daly, or no, Blakeman, excuse me, as now Matt Schmitz coming out for Ben Spear is coming into the game. So Westbury taken out from their left baseline, gets it in to Red, I believe.
And a shot, no good. The attempted shot was by Frazier. Frazier dominates his way between Spear and Blakeman, and they're going to call a foul on that, and Frazier just outworked the two tallest players on the 14, Blakeman and Spear. Shot it, got the offensive rebound, came up with it again, got fouled, and still managed to put it up through the hoop.
Well, Tyreek Frazier got two rebounds in the span of 5 seconds, and you know, he really worked on the boards there. And it'll pay off with a 3-point play. So 24-14, the Vikings trail down 10 right now with 5 minutes remaining in the half.
Inside Daly, a shot, no good off the iron. And Red will slow it down. He'll find Magloin. It's a nice move, Magloin, it's good. Timeout taken by Coach Sean Dooley. It's a 12-point lead for the home team.
And this is a surprise to me right now, as Port is playing much below their quality of play, down by 12 with 4:50 remaining in the half. And really, I can attribute it to the bad shot quality here. Mark Daly took a shot basically from about 15 out, kind of like a layup floater type off the glass, tried to get it in. Usually those don't end up working out unless you're Kyrie Irving. So definitely not the shot quality you wanna see from the Vikes right now. And the threes are just not falling. They're getting turnovers on, you know, every other possession. And they just really need to turn it around. And I think they can. They need to figure out this 2-3 zone. And I think the way to figure that out, move the ball efficiently, move the ball with speed, and being able to free up some guys in the paint as well as around the perimeter. So coming out of this timeout, Port will resume possession. Christian Schwarzman gets it in to point guard Mark Daly.
Daly finds Schwarzman with 4:45 remaining. Schwarzman looks around and hits Melkonian. Melkonian with a pump fake to Blakeman, but heads right instead of his intended or his pump fake, which was aimed left. Melkonian spins around, gets fouled by Frazier, and I mean, I really didn't see that much there.
I think I did. I saw a couple on the arm there from Melkonian. So he'll take two shots, trying to get Port back within 10. Frazier really has been the enforcer, though, in that paint, blocking everything in his back.
Melkonian, the first shot is good. We're looking around the gym. We look right above us, Adam. Look at that on the backboard of the hoop. You can see some signatures from 1974.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. But you know, speaking of 1974, I guarantee you Westbury has a basketball championship from that year because they have so many on the boards there, right on the far side of the gym.
As a matter of fact, they do not. They had one in 75 and 72, so good try there.
So another 2-point basket from Westbury off the rebound there as Joe Melkonian brings it up. It is 28-16, Green Dragons lead.
Schwarzman finds Daly. Daly inside, Schwarzman low pass, kept alive by Spear, who gives it away, and here comes Red. Jordan Red, it's no good on that one. Offensive rebound by Westbury, and Blakeman steals it away, finds Melkonian. Melkonian will slow it down. Westbury goes back into their 2-3 zone. Schwarzman inside, it's Spear. Spear, ball looks like a hot potato right now, as he was hesitating with it, and they're going to call a travel against Schwarzman. Westbury ball.
I mean, and watching more of this game, I see why Port cannot get it in. Tyree Frazier has the longest arms out of anyone on this court. You cannot get it around his wingspan. I mean, it is insane right now what he's blocking, and there's just no getting past him.
And it's going to be four balls, deflection. And Enkin John Levent checks into the game for Lewis Blakeman, looking to make a change in this Port offense.
28-16, 3:23 remaining in the half.
Levent finds Schwerzbin, Schwerzbin to Melkonian, and Daly on the right wing. Baseline J, it falls.
And that's really the only shots you're going to get right now with this 2-3 zone. Great shot by Mark Daly. Not maybe the shot quality you want, but it'll have to do right now to get back in this game.
And Frazier, a manimal in the low paint, again, dominates Levent and gets two more for Westbury.
Yeah, just went right up over him, hit it off the window, and right into the basket. 30-18 for the Dream Dragon. Another steal.
And here comes Westbury. It's Red with two men back. Red, a nice move, no good. And they're calling over the back on Kevin Bertrand. Well, that was a nice move on a 1v2.
Great move by Red. He has been amazing with the handles. And so now Port brings it up. Mark Daly here.
Daly looks around, finds Melkonian. Screen set by Levent. Melkonian, it's given away again. My goodness, it's a 2-on-1. And then it's going to be Westbury ball as he's off Melkonian, but Stanley Magloin trying to do that there, but.
So Westbury gets it up now. Westbury top of the key for Frazier. Missed three there by Bertrand. So 30-18, 2:12 left for the Vikings. Good thing Westbury did not score on that off that steal possession, but over 10 steals right now for the Green Dragons. Port needs to change the tone as Mark Dale with a nice floater and in.
With 2 minutes remaining, it's a 10-point lead for Westbury.
2 minutes is a lot of time in basketball, though, as Henrik Samerud looks to check in for the Green Dragons. So Port looking to maybe change momentum going into the second half.
And now it's Red. Red guarded by Melkonian. Finds inside Frazier. Frazier on Levent. It's another and one for Frazier. He'll head to the line again.
Frazier backing up Levent into the paint, doing a little spin move, turn around off the glass and in. And there is no stopping that move right now. He's done that move 3 times in a row as John Mulaney checks in for Christian Schwerzbin. So Frazier just unstoppable right now. 32-20, the Green Dragons lead, 1:40 remaining here in the half. Frazier takes his shot from the charity stripe.
That one's good again. He's been electric today. I mean, Tyree Frazier, listed at 6'4", senior forward for Westbury. He's been the player of the game so far, as he has had his way with the Port Washington Vikings.
Vikings trying to facilitate something down low with Spear.
Spear puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound, he gets fouled there, and we'll head to the line.
So Spear put it up, Daly tipped it back up, couldn't get it to fall. Spear got it again, and Spear went up, and he'll be fouled. So trying to make this an 11-point game, 1:22 left in the half. Ben Spear to the charity stripe for 2 shots. Spear usually dominant in the paint as he takes his first shot here. He will make it, but really he's been dwarfed by the likes of Henrik Samerud and Tyree Frazier.
Now Spear looking for the second shot, and that one's good as well.
So an 11-point game right now, 33-22, Green Dragons lead.
And now it's Red looking around, finds Madwan. He'll get it inside to Karan Vineyard, and it's out of bounds. Westbury retains possession.
Vineyard tried to get it in. Couldn't there, got blocked out, but it will remain Westbury possession with 1:09 to go in the half.
Inside cut, back outside, Frazier looks around. And now it's Vineyard just waiting. Finds the open man. Westbury just trying to stall time, I'd say, here.
Yeah, Bertrand dribbling around the perimeter.
Shot, three-pointer, it's good. Perron Vineyard.
Vineyard there with a great three-point basket, and it's now a 14-point lead for the Green Dragons.
Inside Melkoni, and he gets fouled, and still heads the line on that.
So this is the point in the game. Port is not out of this game by a long shot. It's 14 points at the half, 40 seconds left. But as Matt Schmidt looks to check in for the Vikings, but what's happening right now, what's interesting for Port is that they're getting a lot of fouls off this 2-3 zone. So if they can hit their free throws, they're not out of this game.
Melkoni, nothing but net on the first shot. Cuts it to a 13-point game.
So definitely a change in the free throw quality here for the Vikings.
And into the game came Winston Voltaire for Westbury.
So Malconian on his second shot.
That one's no good. A rebound from Westbury, and now it's Red headed up the court. He'll slow down as no one was there to join him.
So I believe
Port gets into their man-to-man.
I believe there's a 5-second differential on the shot clock and game clock right now. So Port will have the chance for the last shot, but Westbury trying to use as much time as they can with Jordan Red just dribbling it up by the logo right now.
And Red just waiting it, looking for a play to develop, I guess you could say. And there is now only 10 seconds remaining. Here comes Red.
5 seconds on the shot clock.
A shot from the three, the baseline, no good. Levent gets trapped. And now here comes Daly, a logo shot, not close. At the end of the half, the score is 36 for Westbury and 23 for Washington.
We will be right back with our halftime report after this short break.
Welcome back to Port Washington Vikings basketball on WDO2 Port Washington. Chris Fiema alongside Adam Jackman here at the Martin S. Reed Memorial Gymnasium. The score 36 for Westbury and 23 for Port Washington. Port looks to come to go on a comeback run right now and look for their eighth win of the season.
So taking you back through that first half, Port, you know, had issues with the turnovers. They need to kind of fix that as Henrik Saimer gets it out of bounds. It's off Port, though, on the defense there by Ben Spear. So Port really needs to check the turnovers. They need to hit higher quality percentage shots and spread the floor to help combat the 2-3 zone by the Green Dragons.
Immediately inside, no good. The shot was from Frazier.
And it's going to be a foul on the Green Dragons. So great defense by Lewis Blakeman there. Great rebound by Ben Spear off that great defense by Blakeman. So finally, Tyreek Frazier faces a brick wall on Lewis Blakeman. Maybe because he's the same size as him.
Well, here comes Bellini. Bellini looks right. It's Blakeman. Blakeman on the right baseline. Poor effort there, but able to regain possession. Blakeman finds Spear, Daly, Melkonian, and Bellini. Around the horn they go. Bellini looks for an inside pass, stolen away by Westbury.
Another steal, and they got to really fix that problem in order to get back in this game to the Vikings.
Sandberg finds Magloin, and a hard screen as Daly goes to the ground. Shot no good. Rebound from Blakeman. He gets trapped. Stolen again. Two players from Port Fall, and it's up and in for Westbury.
So Sandberg there with the 2 points. Another steal by Westbury. Just out, you know, being very much more physical as they take the 15-point lead, 38-23, with 6:48 remaining in the third quarter.
Melkonian trapped in a double team, no one there to help him. He's able to eventually find Daly. Daly now caught in the corner, gives it away, and here comes Westbury.
Another steal by Tyreek Frazier as Jordan Red, with the move, can't get it to fall as Melkonian gets the rebound.
But Port has been getting double teamed, and then cannot find open shots. It's been really a great performance from Westbury defensively this game. And Bellini hits it open, baseline, three-pointer.
Bellini with a great open shot there. Finally, a three to fall for the Vikings. They really needed that, so they cut it back down to 12 points, excuse me.
It's Frazier, no good on that. As Westbury fights for it, and it's stolen away by Bellini, he'll get it to Spear. Spear to Daly, and up comes the Vikings.
So a nice steal for the Vikings, trying to change the momentum here as Melkonian trapped in the corner, gets it out, gets it back out to Bellini.
Bellini, a three, no good. Rebound by Westbury. Here comes Magloin. Magloin, nice move, foul. Daly in disbelief, and he misses the shot, so he'll head to the free throw line to look to extend this to a 14-point lead, 12 6-point lead at the moment before the shot.
5:40 remaining here in the third quarter. John Bellini took another wide open three there, couldn't get it to fall. And when we've seen the Vikings play their best games, those threes have fallen. They get the momentum. That three would have put it at just a 9-point deficit. But now there could be a potential 5-point swing.
So the first shot falls for McGloin.
So it'll be McGloin on his second free throw here. 39-26, the Green Dragons lead.
And the second one falls. Here comes Daly. Bellini inside. Blakeman puts it up. It's good from the lower block.
And Lewis Blakeman, 3 points on the day there. Much needed basket inside the paint.
Here comes Bertrand. Bertrand looks around. Deflected by Daly. He keeps it in. And Spear finds Malcone. It's a 3-on-1 if they can hurry. Blakeman, hesitation is fouled.
So Blakeman gets fouled, and here's where the free throws matter, especially as Blakeman will take two shots to try to make it just a 10-point game with a lot of time left. Bellini comes over to talk the defensive strategy over with Coach Dooley.
Blakeman's first. It's good.
Blakeman, 100% off the charity stripe today, except for the one who crossed the line, but he did end up making that shot.
And the second shot. No good on that one. Rebound from Frazier. And it's an 11-point lead for the Green Dragons.
So 11-point lead. It's cut down a bit right here as the Green Dragons try to get it. But steal by Lewis Blakeman.
Blakeman finds Daly. And they're going to try to hurry up. Daly, nice move. It's good. 9-point game.
So the momentum swings right here in basketball. All about momentum. 4:50 left here in the third quarter as the Vikings try to stop the pace of these Green Dragons. And it'll be a timeout by the head coach of the Green Dragons. So, again, the momentum is now on the Vikings' side. Can they keep it going into the second half of this third quarter? Vikings trail right now by 9, as our partner Chris said, 40-31. Talking over a bit of strategy in the huddle right now. They are on the offensive possession.
So what if you're Coach Dooley right now, what are you telling the Sport Washington team?
Well, I'm telling the team not to get overconfident right now, not to get too lackadaisical with their passes at the moment. I know they're pushing the floor very hard, but maybe keep it within themselves, keep it within the ability of their play. And I would say run a play right now. Look to maybe reset the offense, not go ahead on these fast breaks. And really facilitate the ball around the arc, opening up the areas within the paint.
And if you're Coach Jason Bryan for Westbury, what do you think he's telling his team right now?
I think he's telling his team, get back to the basics of what you guys have been doing all game long. Get to that 2-3 zone, lock them down. Definitely telling Frazier to combat Lewis Blakeman, who's really been the catalyst for Port as of this moment as Westbury inbounds it.
Here comes Vineyard, looks around, and it's Red, the point guard, guarded by Johnny Bellini.
Red to Bertrand.
Bertrand, a nice move there. Finds Steinberg with a three ball, no good, rebound by Bellini. Here comes Mark Daly now, crosses the timeline, looks around, finds Milconian. Milconian thinks about a three, decides not to take it on the baseline. Nice move, it's a 7-point lead for Westbury.
Great baseline move by Milconian. I didn't think he was going to take the shot there, but went up and under the basket with the right hand. And a beautiful 2-point layup, 4:10 remaining. Vikings trail 40-33 right now.
And the 2-14s as Bertrand dishes off the Red, but that was Malconian's guarding him. And it's Frazier against Spears. Frazier inside, it falls.
And that's a tough move to stop. Frazier just making a little shimmy shake by Ben Spear and goes right up to the rim.
Just like a freight train.
With those long arms, yes, just like a freight train.
Daly.
Freight train Frazier.
Inside, looks around, Bellini, an open baseline, three, it's good.
Bellini loves that spot in the corner. He's made two from there right now, so the Vikings cut it to a 6-point deficit.
It's only a 2-possession game here in Westbury, New York.
Vineyard stalling Mark Daly, makes a hezzy move there.
Red got Bellini to jump. Shot, no good. Rebound by Spear, who steps out of bounds. That was awfully close.
And I thought that might have been a forcing out of bounds, but he never really touched Ben Spear there, and he just didn't get the pass off before his heel touched the green out of baseline.
And these are the sloppy plays as two port players came together to get that offensive rebound. You have to be vocal there. And they're going to call kickball now against Washington as Bellini looks like he stole it.
Really unfortunate there. Would have been a stolen ball right there as Westbury inbounds it back. And Red takes a corner three.
That one is not close. And a stretch pass is Melkonian finding Bellini. Bellini looks inside Blakeman. It gets knocked out of the hands of him by Sainbert.
Sainbert thought
he's going to get the foul.
Sainbert thought it may have gone off Blakeman, but it's going to go off Sainbert as Matt Schmitz comes into the game for Lewis Blakeman. An odd choice right now as he's been really shutting down Tyreek Frazier down on the defensive end.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Another change coming for Westbury. Out of the game comes Sainbert, and in comes Stanley Magloin. Melkonian inbounds, finds Spear. It trickles in, rolls around the rim, and falls.
It is a four-point game, ladies and gentlemen. The Vikes are back.
Jordan Red at the logo, designing a play for himself, guarded by Bellini. The number 10s against each other. A nice step-back shot, just a high shot. Rebound by Daly. He'll hurry up. Daly goes by the defenders, looks around. Nice move, fouled, unable to convert.
Almost gets the end one, but a great crossover in midcourt by Mark Daly there, bringing the flash to this offensive possession as he'll take two shots to try to make this a one-possession game right now.
And Daly, if he made that fall and the foul, that would have been absolutely ridiculous. Beautiful move.
So here's the opportunity for 2 points.
Daly good on the first, a three-point lead. Into the game comes Jameer Washington in replace of Stanley Magloin. Also coming into the game, or as a matter of fact, never mind.
Just coming in on
Vineyard
the line.
Coming to the line.
So Daly trying to make this second free throw here, make it 2-point game.
Good. 42-40.
Mark Daly really waking up right now.
And they're just going to fix the net. It was a little stuck in the rim, I guess.
So 2:34 left, 42-40. The Green Dragons hold on by the skin of their teeth to this lead right now.
And a risky pass is deflected, and here come the Vikings. Melkonian finds Spear, fakes the shot, back to Schmitz. Schmitz inside. Back outside Bellini. Schmitz at the left baseline, finds Daly, top of the key. Three-pointer, in and out, rebound by Westbury.
Just in and out, great shot and great ball movement by the Vikings.
A three-pointer for Westbury, no good. Rebound by Frazier. Hill looks to get it to Red. Red. Nice pass to Teron Vineyard, guarded by Spear. Inside Frazier. Nice strip from Daly, and it's gonna be off him.
Great little move by Mark Daly to strip it out from Frazier. Frazier was focused on working on Spear on the inside. Didn't see Daly come in there as they have 25 seconds on the shot clock. 1:58 remaining in this third quarter.
The three-pointer's taken. It falls. Shot from Teron Vineyard from the left wing.
And Vineyard halts the Vikings' momentum here. Takes it back out to a 5-point lead.
Melkonian guarded tightly by Washington. Finds Daly and Bellini. Bellini on the wing. Finds Schmitz top of the key. 1:40 remaining in the third quarter. It's a 5-point lead for the Green Dragons. Port with an impressive quarter to cut this lead tremendously. Schmitz, a three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound from Melkonian. Melkonian looks around, many men in the paint, spins, gets blocked. They're going to say no foul there, so they're going to say it was a clean block. Up comes Westbury, it's Bertrand. He finds Teron Vineyard, who will slow it down. Vineyard looks to make a move, open Red, baseline three, no good. Rebound is collected by Daly.
Almost got it away, and Daly will go up the court, but will get fouled here. So it almost was a turnover for the Vikes as Melkonian and Daly were both going for the rebound there, but Daly ended up with it, and he'll get the foul. So team fifth for the Westbury Dragons. The Vikings only have one foul right now in the second half, so definitely a great job by them as Lewis Blakeman will come back into the game for Ben Spear, and Joe Melkonian will also go out for Brandon Caslow, his first minutes of this game, looking to maybe shifted up a little bit here with 1:08 left in the third quarter. We're going to make this a one-possession game again as Mark Daly passes it into John Bellini.
Delaney finds Schmitz. Schmitz, Caslow. Caslow, baseline three. It's good. Brandon Caslow, 2-point game.
And the Vikings bench going crazy there for Brandon Caslow as shifting the momentum again with a great move to bring him off the bench by Coach Dongle.
I mean, Caslow is consistently a member of the second team. I mean, but we early in the year he was playing the first team minutes, but it was, I would say, a risky decision to put Caslow in as he's not a proven starter, but it's paid off so far for Dooley as it's a loss of possession by number 22, Tyler Horsford.
No,
that was Frazier.
So Frazier went up for the shot and
forgot the ball.
It came out because Lewis Blakeman actually tipped it a little bit, but then it ended up going off Frazier. And now, so a great play by Lewis Blakeman there. Really underrated play. I don't know if a lot of people saw that.
There's a 2-point lead. Portland have the final shot with 19 seconds remaining in this third quarter, 45-43.
So looking to take the lead going into this fourth quarter, or at least tie it.
And Portland really needs this win. It's a conference game with 8 seconds left. They're looking to go to 3-2, not 2-3. Caslow finds an open Bellini. 3-pointer, it's good, John Bellini. It's a Port Washington lead going into the fourth quarter.
So John Bellini's 3 3-pointers from that corner, that far side corner. And he is on fire, and so are the Vikings, cutting it down from, I believe, a 12-point deficit at the half, making it a 1-point lead. And this has been really key for the Vikings to staying in this conference AA race.
And wow, this has been a tremendous turnaround from halftime. Coach Dooley, whatever he said at halftime, really got the guys going. And Port really dominated that quarter in every aspect.
Yeah, definitely dominated. And I think the unsung hero who didn't score too much but had a definite defensive presence as he shut down the efforts of Tyreek Frazier. The freight train Frazier in the first half was not the same freight train he was in the second half, as Lewis Blakeman really played a great role, stopping Frazier, blocking him, stealing the ball away, and facilitating Vikings points off those turnovers on the other end. So as we said, 46-45 lead for the Vikings. And this fourth quarter, 8 minutes in a quarter, as you might know. As the Vikings try to get this another conference win here in a tough conference AA. As a lot of great teams, as the Vikings will start off with possession to their advantage here. So they'll try to keep the momentum rolling as John Bellini tries to get it in.
And he finds Brandon Caslow at the start of the fourth quarter. Caslow guarded by the Westbury defender. Looks around, nice pass from Schmitz to Daly. Daly works around, finds Caslow, an errant pass there. Barely deflects off Caslow, who's able to keep it from going out of bounds. Inside, Schmitz. Caslow, three, no good. Offensive rebound from Schmitz, however. He'll force it inside. Daly, Bellini a three. That one's good, John Bellini.
John Bellini is on fire right now.
And a timeout will be taken by Coach Jason Bryan of Westbury. Port up by four.
John Bellini is amazing. And I think also people forget, they see John Bellini, they give him the credit for that play. Great credit on the three right there. But really the credit for those points goes to Matt Schmitz, who
100%.
Fought for the rebound on the baseline, got it in, made the pass to Mark Daly. Mark Daly, great pass outside to Bellini, wide open three. So 49-45 for the Vikes right now. 7:29 left in this game. They need to keep their foot on the gas. So Coach Sean Dooley giving advice to his players. I think he's telling them, keep it within yourselves. Play your defense. I think the defense is going to be the key to securing this dub down the stretch for the Vikes. What do you think is going on in the Westbury huddle right now?
Well, I believe that Coach Jason Bryan right now is just telling the teams, go back to your basics, go back to the fundamentals. When something like this happens, as in Port's coming away with an impressive run for the entire third quarter, basically, you just have to go back to what they were doing in the first half. They were really shutting down Port Washington. And, I mean, maybe Port improvised past it. They're improvising at this point. But I think they just have to get back to their 2-3 fundamental basics.
Yeah, and I think a large part of that has to do with senior forward Tyreek Frazier, who has really not been a catalyst in the entire third quarter.
Frazier is going to look to change some things up as he finds a red. a three-pointer from Westbury. It's short. Rebound from Bellini. The shot was taken.
Bertrand right
by,
there.
Yeah, by Bertrand.
Support bringing it up. Corner.
Bellini a three. No good. Rebound by Westbury. And the shot was from Stanley Maglione, as a matter of fact, earlier.
I don't blame Bellini for taking that shot, as he's been on fire, but definitely should have got the rebound there for Port.
And here comes Frazier. Frazier finds Teron Vineyard, who will dish it away. Daly bites on the fake there. Inside, it's Frazier with the double team back outside. Red, top of the key. Low baseline. Great defense from Bellini to get there to disrupt a potential shot by Teron Vineyard as a three-pointer taken by Red.
Vineyard was not fazed by the shot clock there, and he made that excellent three. Not a great shot take and quality, but he eventually got it to go.
Caswell looks around. He'll get it to Spear. Spear inside. Aaron pass deflected off Westbury, says we port ball. I thought that one cleanly out of bounds.
I thought that one cleanly out of bounds as well. There was really no change in direction, but the refs will say it's off Westbury, and Port will take that one-point lead right now, 49-48, 6:17 remaining. This is going to go down to the wire.
And Caslow does check out of the game in replace of Joe Latonian. He really played an impressive role since he came in. Daly, a three from the wing. Nothing but net. Mark Daly extends the lead back to four. 52-48 lead for the team in blue.
Mark Daly pointed to his bench right there as John Bleen almost gets the steal on Westbury.
Here comes Red. A beautiful move by Red. Unable to get the finish. A foul called either on Sandberg or on Stanley Maglione. And that's the sixth foul.
So one more puts them in the puts Port in the double in the bonus. With a 1-1. Port only has one foul against them right now.
Bellini gets the inbound off Westbury press. And Daly looks across the timeline, finds Spear. Spear on the wing, looks and hits Bellini, guarded by Frazier. Bellini with more speed there. It kicks kickball off Frazier. So it remains Port possession.
So Port ahead by four right now, 52-48. They need to keep extending this lead. 4 points is their largest lead of the game. They definitely want to extend it. And
a nice pass for Melconi and finds an open spear at the right lower block. As a 6-point lead for Port.
Great move by Ben Spear, and I know they practiced that a lot of, in practice. And just great execution there to get it into Spear. Coming out from behind that 2-3 donuts. Bellini almost steals it again.
And inside, poor shot from Kevin Bertrand. Offensive rebound by Schmitz. Schmitz looks around, finds Bellini, who will hurry it up. Two men back, but waits for his team. Spear inside pass, finds Melkonian. Melkonian puts it up, it's good.
And it is an 8-point lead for the Vikings. This game got turned on its heel.
Here comes Westbury, it's Stanley Maglione. He loses possession, but it's regained by Westbury. A shot. It's good on the and one for Westbury.
So Maglione, great shot there.
And a man's down for the Port Washington. It looks like it's Melkonian.
This is not good right here. I believe it's Joe Melkonian. He's down right now, clutching his lower body here. Looks to get up. He got up on his own power. So it could be something wrong with his leg or foot. As Dooley will take him off the court, he will be coming out of this game right now as Brandon Caswell re-enters as the crowd gives him a nice ovation. So Caswell coming back into the game suddenly right here. Melkonian and hope everything's okay with him as he's going to go to the bench.
You know who we have not seen a lot of today? Harris Sonnenklar.
Yeah, Harris Sonnenklar, just to mention, we said he's been out over the past couple of games as Maglione ready to take this free throw, but have not seen him in the game yet today, as he's usually a presence when he's healthy, maybe not fully back at this point.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the rationale, as Harris was coming off an injury, as the free throw is no good. Offensive rebound from Westbury. It's stolen away by Port, however, and here comes Caswell. He'll slow it down, and as Daly takes a tumble, Schmitz thinks about three. Caswell with the pump fake looks around. Caswell, an errant pass stolen by Washington. Here comes Westbury. It's Jordan Red. He gets fouled by Bellini. Jordan Red, the line.
Jordan Red's made nice moves all day, so now it's a 6-point game. More than half of this fourth quarter left to play, and Westbury starting to change the momentum a little bit with the injury to Joe Malconian, as Joe Malconian is actually looking to check back into the game. So
good thing he's all right.
Good to see he's ready to play.
Free throw is no good from Red. Malconi comes in for Kasler.
So Red, the unlikely missed free throw for him, as Joe Malconian joins his teammates down by the charity stripe, as Red looking to make it a 5-point game here.
The shot is good. It is now a 5-point game. As Bellini now finds Daly. Daly gets it to Malconian, who gets it across. Schmitz inside, pass to Malconian, who falls, finds Bellini. Three, it's good!
John Bellini, 5 3-pointers in this game, 15 points off the three, and now it is an 8-point game. 4 minutes remaining, half of this fourth quarter to go, as Port dominating right now is Bellini with a steal.
Here comes Bellini. He gets fouled and one!
John Bellini going off right now in the fourth quarter. Definitely the first star of the game at this moment. 3:55 left, a 10-point lead for the Vikings. And this game is going to be soon out of reach for the Green Dragons if it continues like this.
Well, let's not jinx this, Adam. There's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Bellini with the free throw, rolls in and out. Rebound by Westbury. Here comes Washington. It's a 10-point lead for Port Washington. Stolen away again. A foul from Frazier on Schmitz. That looked almost intentional, I'd say.
And it will be a 1-1 for Matt Schmitz, as Port is in the bonus right now. So Schmitz will go to the line, up by 10, 3:48 remaining in this game. Port made a complete 180 from their play in the first half, and now they're making the steal.
I'd say it's more of a 360, Adam. In, excuse me, there's no good. Schmitz, an offensive rebound, puts it up. It was, as a matter of fact, it rolled in and out. Daly got the rebound, found Schmitz, who put it in for two. Correct me on that one, as Frazier gets an easy gimme there, bringing Schmitz to the floor.
Frazier, a great move right there, just to get Westbury back within 10. Trying to keep them in this ball game. 3:23 remaining.
And they're going to call a foul against Stanley Magnolon.
So it'll be another free throw opportunity for the Vikings, as Joe Malconian will take the 1-1. One more foul for Westbury, and then Port is in the double bonus. Every foul from there on will result in a 2-point, 2-shot foul.
No good from Malconian. He gets the offensive. Well, Daly gets an offensive rebound again, and Malconian puts it in.
Just great job on the rebounds by Port. They've been doing that all day on the rebounds, and it just showed right there.
They're going to call a foul on that, a shooting foul, against Westbury, against Port Washington on Westbury. So Westbury will head to the charity stripe. It's going to be Stanley Magloin.
So Magloin taking the shots. He's been busy in the second half for Westbury, getting a lot of time at the charity stripe. Down by 12 right now, trying to make it a 10-point game once again.
Huh. First shot's good, and you have to remember, there's still a lot of time to play. There's over 3 minutes remaining, and I mean, it's not safe to say Port is clear to go yet.
Oh, definitely not, but if it continues like this, Port's looking at a dub right here.
The second shot falls. Daly looks to inbound, finds Schmitz. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Schmitz decides to slow it down. He'll hit Daly. Daly, right off the Port Washington bench. Right outside, as a matter of fact. Schmitz, spear, Malconian. The left wing comes to the top of the key. Hands off to Schmitz. Schmitz looks to drive. Inside, spins, finds Malconian. Malconian now comes inside. He hits spear. Spear, Bellini, open three, in and out.
Bellini almost a 6-3 of the game, as now Westbury pushing the pace.
And a block by Spear, my goodness, on Jordan Red. Here come the Vikings. Open Mark Daly, reverse layup falls.
Great assist by Joe Malconian there to Mark Daly, and now it is a 12-point game once again, 67-55 Vikings, 2:20 remaining, and it's starting to get to that point, Chris.
Now here comes Westbury. A three-pointer taken, air ball from Magloin. It's out of bounds. It's Port ball.
So Port, everything coming up. Port ball, you know, Port possession right here. Everything coming up Port here as Westbury will take the timeout to try to reorganize their efforts. Down by 12, 2:11 left to go in this game. It would be a miracle if Westbury would come back. They're not totally out of it, but they need some turnovers, and they need Port not to make their shots right now. So both teams in the huddle. Coach Dooley telling his players not to take it too hard right now. They know, and really right now is where the free throws really matter, because Westbury is going to be fouling consistently over these next 2 minutes to try to get the possession back in their favor. So Port really needs to focus in on their free throws, not let this crowd bother them, not let the pressure of the moment bother them, and make those shots. Westbury just needs to push the pace. They're going to have to foul or hope for missed shots. They're going to have to play their brand of defensive basketball, which we haven't seen for the past two quarters. So coming out of this huddle, Westbury will look to be on the defensive end, look probably a press at this point in the game, as they want all the turnovers they can get. For Port, it will be Mark Daly, Joe Malconian, John Bellini, and Ben Spear on the floor right now. There are only four people for, I just saw Matt Schmitz on the far end, kind of blending in there, but Malconian will get it into Mark Daly as Malconian almost gets it out of play
and finds an open Spear. Spear, Bellini, Malconian, Daly. Daly will use some clock right now. Schmitz looks to cut, but Daly lets the knocker hit him. And now Spear with possession at the top of the key. Finds Mark Daly. Daly looks around. Finds Malconian. Malconian is guarded by Vineyard. Now Spear. Spear at three at the shot clock violation buzzer. And it's going to be.
And it'll be Westbury possession, as the ref was holding his arm up to signal for possession, but eventually decided upon Westbury. 1:33 left in this game. Westbury down 12. And it would be a real miracle if they came back right now.
And here comes Red. Red guards Bellini. Red looks for drive. Finds an open Frazier with off the glass and in. And it looked like he wanted to shoot it, but at the last second, man, you get a pass off.
So Frazier off the glass. It's a 10-point game now with 1:12 remaining. And Port taking their time. Westbury not fouling, so this looks like Port will take the dub here.
Nonetheless, it's Malconian and Spear. Spear looks to drive. Steinbert not having it. So Spear has to find Milconi, who drops for Bellini and Daly. Daly, with 50 seconds remaining. The shot clock looks to expire. Spear fakes the three, comes inside, gives it away, and here comes Westbury. The shot is good from Vineyard Perron.
So it is an...
From Perron Vineyard, excuse me.
So it is an 8-point game right now. 36 seconds, and what it looked like, Westbury was not fouling, letting Port use all the clock they wanted, and it looked like they were kind of, you know, giving up on the game, and now Coach Jason Bryant for the Westbury Green Dragons is calling a timeout. The clock will actually be reset in terms of time, so it'll be 38 seconds on the clock, giving Westbury a little more time to come back in this game. So down by 8 right now. Westbury is currently not in the bonus at all. There's actually three fouls away from any bonus shot. So on any Port fouls, they are going to have to take it out after a foul. So 38 seconds, as I said. 67-59, Port leads. Port, I think, if Westbury wants to get back in this game, they're going to have to foul right now. They cannot let Port use their shot clock, which they have 35 seconds of. And there's only 38 seconds left in this game. So there's a 3-second differential, and Westbury will have to foul if they're indeed fighting to get back in this. So it'll be Port possession after the timeout. Coach Dooley still talking to his team right now. as they break from the huddle.
So I'm not really sure what we're going to see.
I'm not really sure what we're going to see from Westbury. They've been kind of like in the game, out of the game. He just pulled the timeout, Coach Bryan, but now they're pressing, maybe trying to get a steal here.
Inbound to Daly. Daly holds on to possession. Looks to get it across midcourt. Puts on the brakes, finds Bellini, and does get it across. So definitely a great opportunity for Port Washington. Intentional foul, not called. Foul's called on the shot from Bellini, and one.
I don't really know what's going on with Westbury strategy. Are they trying to get back in the game? Are they not? Because Mark Daly could have been fouled easily, and the defender chose not to, and then they didn't foul until the shot by John Bellini, which would eventually result in an and-one. So Bellini will try to take the shot, making an 11-point game with 24 seconds left. And I'm going to say Westbury is kind of just taking themselves out of the game right now.
Well, Bertrand comes in for Shane Burt as the and-one shot falls. Score 70-59 in favor of Port Washington. Inside, block from Melkonian. Another block. They're calling that a foul on Spear.
So a foul on Ben Spear there. 17.8 seconds. Port leads 70-59. And it'll be Ben going to the line for two. Fifth foul by Port here, as Westbury still not in the bonus.
Magloin shooting. First shot, no good off the front, end of the rim, and out.
Still an 11-point deficit. Trying to make it 10 here for the Green Dragons is Magloin. From the charity stripe, his second shot on the way.
That one falls. It's a 10-point lead for Port Washington with 17.8 seconds remaining.
Support getting in. Mark Daly will have possession here.
And Daly, no fouls right now, as he eventually does foul him.
It's kind of confusing to me why they're fouling at this point. They're down by 10 with 12.2 left. I figured they would let Port just kind of dribble it out at that point, but, you know, Westbury kind of keep playing their game, I guess, get some, you know, extra minutes.
And I was confused. If they wanted to foul Daly, why didn't they foul him the second he got the inbound?
They also on the as Daly makes his free throw there, making an 11-point game. Also on the possession before that, they didn't foul him first either. As Daly makes his second one, so a 12-point deficit for the Westbury Green Dragons as they come up the floor here, trying to push the pace fast.
Shot is no good. Frazier, that one falls, and now with Port's just gonna let this one run out. Final score here at Westbury New York, 72. For the visitor, Port Washington Vikings, and 62 for the home team, the Westbury Green Dragons, here at the Martin S. Reed Memorial Gymnasium. The Vikings come away with a miraculous comeback here in Westbury.
Yeah, definitely did not expect, I did expect that the Vikings could come back into this game. That was not out of the question for me. But definitely a great effort in the second half, and they did really all the things they needed to do in the second half. Their shot quality was better. They were pushing it around the floor, opening the shots for a lot of people on the perimeter, especially John Bellini, who is my first star of the game.
Well, I think that's pretty safe to say. I think he's both of our first stars.
Yeah, and for the on the defensive end, it was Lewis Blakeman who had a great effort. It was Ben Spear, and on the rebounds for the Vikings, it was Joe Malcone and the likes of those guys, and you know, even guys like Brandon Caslow stepping up, changing the momentum, getting that 4-point lead for the Vikes when they needed it early in the second half, and just an overall all around effort in the second half of the Vikings. We saw kind of the faults of the Vikings in the first half. We saw their poor play, we saw their turnovers, but they eventually turned around, and you're going to have games like that. It's the good teams that turn it around and find the way to win those games.
Yeah, I feel like I've said something about that before, right, Adam?
Definitely.
In other sports as well, including professional hockey.
Definitely.
Where you eventually earlier disagreed with me, but... All right, that wraps up our broadcast today here at the Martin S. Reed Memorial Gymnasium. Final score, once again, 72 for Port Washington and 62 for Westbury. A comeback win, a big one here in the conference. Thanks for listening to our broadcast today, and be sure to catch our next broadcast as the Port Washington Vikings will host the East Meadow Jets on Tuesday, January 5th.